Chapter 19. Christoph. We followed the sleek Nagual back through the ornate hallways up to the third floor. Lynx led us through large red doors into what appeared to be a giant decorated hall. Beds and different stations with bottles and potions dotted the room. It reminded me of Sahar's lab, only much bigger and brighter. As well as the different stations, along the far wall was a giant cabinet with tiny drawers, each with a label. Different leaves and herbs hung near the cabinet, and I wondered what sorts of medicines were in those drawers. Werewolves and Naguals ambled about the room, checking on the different potions and patients in the beds. I scanned the room and saw the burning red hair of Erwin. She sat up, propped up in her bed by a pillow. When her eyes met mine, her features lit up, and she smiled from ear to ear.
"You're all here!"
Eri exclaimed. We hustled over to our friend and each gave her a big hug.
"How are you feeling?"
Sahar asked as she checked Erwin over, doing all her poking and prodding that she had done on me when we were running tests.
"I'm feeling much better. I thought you were a miracle worker, Sahar, but I think Katala's infirmary might have your lab beat."
As she said those words, a woman approached us. I immediately knew this was Katala, the witch doctor, due to her appearance. Her dark skin had white symbols painted on her face and up and down her arms, and she wore a tall headpiece with red feathers sticking out of the top. She dressed in long white robes, and dangling around her neck was a host of colorful beads. In her right hand, she gripped a feathered staff. The witch doctor looked much older than Sahar, although, for all I knew about the sorceress, they could have been similar ages. Katala's wrinkled face and glossy brown eyes told me she held a wealth of knowledge and power in her, and I imagined she had been a skilled healer for many years.
"It's good you got her to me when you did,"
Katala remarked. Her voice was deep and raspy, almost ancient.
"The Lichling's magic is a force to be reckoned with."
"How are you, my old friend?" Sahar exclaimed before wrapping the witch doctor in a friendly hug.
Together like that, I noticed how similar these women were. Both wore headpieces, flowing robes, heaps of jewelry, and carried auras of mystery about them. It was almost like looking at a mother and daughter.
"Come, Sahar. I hear you have brought me some fine gifts."
Katala led Sahar to another part of the hall, leaving the rest of us with the bright and bubbly Erwin, now fully recovered.
"Katala says I can leave the infirmary now,"
the fairy noted with a beaming smile before growing serious.
"How was the meeting with Sophia?"
"Well, she knows next to nothing about Tenochtitlan, except for what she's been told by others who may or may not have ever been there. Yet she wants us to risk our lives to go exploring in the dangerous ruins,"
Rachel blurted out before any of us had a chance to answer. Erwin let the information sink in, but smiled at the vampire. I noted how different the two women were. They were basically opposites. Rachel was all doom and gloom with dark hair and dark, stylish clothing, while Erwin could always turn a positive spin on any situation. She was light and bright, and her airy and practical clothing matched her personality. We needed those differences, though. Each person in the council brought different strengths to the table, and we balanced each other out. It's what made us so strong and successful at ruling a kingdom. It's why we were now here in Nahuatl.
"So, what's the game plan, then?"
Erwin asked, always ready to get down to business.
"Once you're all cleaned up, we can meet and discuss our route to the ruins,"
Rosmarin answered.
"But the main goal is to get into the ruins and find out if someone is controlling the hordes."
"Sounds easy enough, right?"
I chuckled.
"Right. Piece of cake,"
Airy giggled.
"Come on, let's get you out of here. We have planning to do,"
Rachel commented. After Erwin collected the few things she had with her in the infirmary, we waved goodbye to Katala and Sahar, still absorbed in conversation, and made our way down to the second floor and showed Erwin to her room. She hugged each of us again, and as I wrapped my arms around the dainty fairy, a wave of relief washed over me. I truly was grateful that she was all right, and hadn't realized just how tense I had been about her well-being. The moment that I saw her get hit in the chest with magic and crumple to the ground replayed in my mind. I don't think there was ever a time I had been more scared for the life of a friend, except after Rosmarin and I fought the Blood Drake. I really thought Erwin had died, and then after she had gone to the House of Healing in the village, I had busied myself with rebuilding and getting to Nahuatl, because I didn't want to think about what might happen if she took a turn for the worse. But she was okay. Rachel and Onyx followed Rosmarin and me into our room to spend some relaxing time together before our expedition, while we waited for Eri and Sahar to meet back up with us. Onyx sat down at the table with Rosmarin. I leaned up against a dresser. Rachel wandered over to the bed and threw herself on it with a sigh.
"So, what do you all think about this?"
Rosmarin inquired after we had all settled in. Rachel's answer caught everyone off guard.
"I still think it's weird that she wanted us to come all this way to explore some ruins. But I guess if I were her and had news of all our victories, I'd want us to come help too."
Onyx questioned the vampire's change of heart.
"Have you given up on your grudge with the werewolf? Just a minute ago you were complaining about the plan to Erwin."
"What she did was wrong, but I guess her admitting to that was something I needed to hear."
Rachel shrugged.
"Besides, I don't want all those emotions clouding my judgment. And can you really blame her? We are the best team for the job."
"Look at you being all mature," I teased. The goth vampire stuck her tongue out at me.
"Although I think we should have some of her people come with us. Just in case."
"That's probably a good idea,"
Rosmarin agreed. "We could use all the help we can get," I added. We spent the next several hours in each other's company, chatting about our journey here and the trials ahead. Sahar joined us eventually, and we talked with her about Katala while we waited for Erwin. "How old is she anyway?" I asked Sahar.
"She's far older than you, Lightbearer,"
Sahar responded, answering my question but not answering it at the same time.
"Yeah, but so are you,"
I laughed. "She looks way older than you, though. Not that it really matters." Sahar looked at me with those enigmatic and thoughtful eyes.
"We both have lived lives longer than you could imagine. But Katala has chosen a more natural method of aging." "It's best you don't question the sorceress too much, Kristoff. She doesn't like to divulge her secrets,"
Rachel told me with a smirk.
"Best to leave her mysteries to her."
Onyx chimed in with a grin splayed across her features. "So I assume Katala is just as secretive as you, then?" I asked.
"No, but then again she doesn't have the gift of foresight like I do. She is a very skilled healer, though. Her powers in that regard surpass my own,"
Sahar informed us. "What did you bring for her?" I continued questioning.
"Some herbs and items only found near Constanta. In return, she gave me items only found in this region."
"Anything that might be of some help to us?" I wondered. Sahar nodded.
"Yes, a few things we can use for injuries and different problems that come from traveling through the wet jungles."
"I'm not looking forward to that," Rachel quipped. I hadn't really thought about what it was going to be like trekking through the jungle until now. I knew it would be hot and humid, because everywhere in Nahuatl was like that. All I had to compare the jungle to was Carwyn Forest, but the jungle seemed like it would be far more wild and dangerous for some reason. Maybe it was just how unfamiliar I was with this climate. Erwin finally entered the room after washing up. She looked sparkly and refreshed as she came in and spread out her maps and notes on the table. We all gathered around, bent over the maps like we had done so many times back home when we were preparing for the battle with the zombies. Erwin pointed at a place on the map.
"This is the castle where we are."
She drew her finger in a line across the paper to the right.
"We will want to travel through the city east to the wall. There's a gate here."
She tapped her pointed finger on the map.
"There's some open space outside the walls, but then we will have to make our way through the Adelin jungle."
Erwin circled a large portion on the map with detailed trees drawn on the page. I was no map maker, and didn't read them half as well as Airy did, but the expanse of jungle looked even larger than the vast Nahuatl city.
"We'll make our way through the jungle heading southeast,"
the fairy continued as her finger glided across the tree-covered map.
"That should allow us to enter Tenochtitlan directly from the west. And then,"
she drew her finger straight across the ruins,
"we can easily enter the temple."
Rachel scoffed.
"Easily? As easily as we can manage,"
Rosmarin corrected.
"You think the temple is our best bet?"
Erwin nodded.
"The temple is directly in the center of the ruins, and from what I know about Tenochtitlan, it's one of the few buildings that remains standing."
Of course, Erwin knew something about the ruins. Her knowledge of the wider world never stopped surprising me. We truly were lucky to have this intelligent explorer with us.
"So, if the ruins are infested with zombies and lichlings, like Sophia seems to think, how will we make it to the temple without fighting through an army of the dead?"
Onyx asked, speaking up for the first time since Erwin had come in.
"Zaha?"
Rosmarin looked at the sorceress.
"Is there anything you can do to help us with that?"
"I should be able to conjure a cloaking spell, but we still will have to be careful,"
Sahar remarked.
"Even one noise or wrong movement and the whole horde will be on us,"
Onyx added. "Well, it's settled then," I concluded. "In a few days, we'll be in the Tenochtitlan ruins."